Moving on now, another deadly day for US-led forces in Afghanistan. Six Americans, including a female diplomat, are killed in two separate attacks. The diplomat, three American soldiers and a civilian were killed in a car bomb attack in Zabul province. Four US State Department staffers were also injured in the attack. One is in critical condition. An unknown number of Afghan civilians were also killed and wounded in the attack. Another American working for the US government was killed in the east of the country. The violence comes as the chairman of the US Joint Chiefs of Staff visits Afghanistan. General Martin Dempsey is in the country to discuss how many U.S. troops may remain in the war-torn country after 2014. David Swanson, author of War is a Lie, joins me from Virginia for his thoughts. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Swanson, more Americans are getting killed in Afghanistan. The U.S.-led military seems to be unable to protect its own service members, let alone the Afghan people. I mean, so what's the situation there?
Well, that about sums it up. There is no indication that any progress is being made. There is no rationale for keeping troops there in 2013, much less 2014, much less any number of thousands beyond that. It's a mission where allegedly they were delivering books, they were donating books to schools. You can do that without an armed occupying army. You can't do it with an armed occupying army. The people don't want the books. And for the cost of what it's taking to keep those soldiers in Afghanistan, we could make Afghanistan have more books than any nation on earth. Of course, they'd have to burn them to keep warm if that's all we help them with. But this is something that ought to be ended now, and that's what General Dempsey ought to be looking into.
Indeed. I mean, the Afghan government is seeking political engagement with the Taliban militants. I mean, what does this exactly mean after 12 years of a deadly war?
Well, it means that they're trying to arrange a permanent lower-scale occupation. They are not, the Pentagon does not want ever to leave Afghanistan in the manner in which it has more or less left Iraq. It wants to keep 10 or 20,000 troops there forever, and this needs to be worked out. We think in the United States, we think of this war as having ended or having been scaled back, but there are 100,000 troops plus support there, 66,000 U.S. troops there now, and it is not helping any sort of political progress that the negotiations seem to be about. How many troops can remain forever?
Indeed. David Swanson, author of War is a Lie from Virginia, thanks for your time there, sir.